Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
D-Mace, Fingan, and Donick, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios. Home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, and Adam Vingan here with you, joined on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, by ESPN NFL Nation Titans reporter Teron Davenport. Teron, obviously we've been spending a lot of time talking about the Titans special teams debacle yesterday in Detroit. The special teams unit has been a sore spot for this team all season long. When you watch and analyze what's gone wrong for the Titans special teams unit this season, what sticks out to you most?
Yeah, I think, I mean, you look at the coverage unit, it's just not there. And guys are missing tackles, or they're just running past the punt returner. I've seen guys get shaken, you know, juked out of their shoes. I guess a variety of things. And then also, you know, Ryan Stonehouse, he's kicking it far, but it's not always going high and far, which you need in order to allow the coverage to get down there. So there's a lot going on. And then obviously, you know, the blocks earlier. But, I mean, in the year, no team has given up more return yards than the Titans this year. And it's probably about a 50 to 60-yard margin between them and the next worst team.
Teron, you asked Brian Callahan today at his news conference, and please correct me if I am not summarizing your question correctly, about his vision of what this team could have been at the start of the season versus where it is now and how apart those two are. What did you make of his response? And let me ask you the same question, because we've had this conversation a lot about what the Titans were selling their fans about what this team could be versus what it is. How far apart do you see that divide between what the Titans thought they would be and what they ultimately are?
Yeah, no, I that's exactly the gist of what I was asking. And as you look at this 1-6 start, obviously they didn't expect to be there, but I was just curious, you know, what his thoughts were on the state of the franchise and where they are. Because, you know, yesterday he said that he understands that the product that's being put on the field is not one that fans want to invest in. When I asked him about that, and he said, you know, we got to get that fixed. And he's 100% right. So I was just trying to gauge, you know, where he was between then and now. I think he's convinced that the mission remains the same and that they, you know, got to win ball games, and that's going to fix everything. But that's easier said than done, you know?
Yeah, Teron, that is. And it doesn't seem like there's, you know, much fixing you can do with this roster. And that leads me to the question is, you know, what do they do now? Because, you know, you have sort of deficiencies in certain areas, even the areas that you went out and spent money on, the defensive back areas. Now you still have holes in that area that you need to fill with a roster that, you know, frankly, the roster's trash. I'm saying it from this standpoint, like they have no depth. Like I know one of the questions was, especially, I mean, to Brian Callahan, to sort of remedy some of the special teams. Well, can you take some starters and put them on special teams? Well, yeah, but then what happens to those starters what happens if one of those starters go down in a special teams unit? So do you think there's anything they can do moving forward in regards to this roster to try to help out the special teams?
Yeah, right now I don't think there's anything they could do, to be honest with you. I really don't think there's anything they could do. And you look at the Josh Uche trade. He went to the Patriots, you know, for a 2026 sixth-round pick. Maybe you bring in a guy like that could help you right now, but, of course, he's on a one-year deal, so it's not like, you know, you're really working towards the future. And at this point in the season, I mean, where are you going to turn? Like, there's not really much that you could do as far as improving the roster, and you're right, the depth isn't there, and the thing that's crazy is, you know, you talk about, like you said, moving the starters over to special teams and then, you know, something happens there. I mean, look at the drop-off that you're experiencing, you know, from a lot of the starters to the backups. And Brian Callahan, he admitted that, you know, they did regret one of the guys that they let go. You know, I would assume it's probably Hassan Haskins, you know, but Matthew Jackson was a really good special teams player for them also. So there's a lot going on, and this team just frankly isn't good.
Now, TD, what was your reaction in the locker room if you did ask the question about the series right before halftime? Because to me, just get points. That's all it's about. Whether it's a field goal or six, you know, 7 points, get points going to halftime. Come out of halftime, now you have a little momentum. But when you get stopped four straight times, now the momentum switches and goes back to the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I did ask that question. And it's funny because, like, I didn't ask it in a sarcastic way or being a jerk about it, you know, so I guess it doesn't get categorized as a tough question. I don't know. But, I mean, when you ask a head coach, like, hey, listen, you're in a shotgun from the one-yard line four times and you pass the ball four times, explain that to me, you know. And he said that they had the personnel that they wanted. They didn't want to go big because there wasn't much time left. So I'm like, in the middle of that, like, I'm like, hey, well, you had a timeout, you know. And he said that they just didn't want to sub and go timeout. And I'm just like, well, why don't you at least show the threat of run? If it's in shotgun, chances are you're going to throw the football. I just don't understand why you do that four straight times, you know, from the one-yard line. But that's kind of like the catch-22 for being a head coach. Because if Mason Rudolph, you know, catches the snap and Nick Westbrook and Kenny like he did earlier in the game, and say, oh, hey, that's a great play call. You know, just a week before, they went for it, you know, on fourth and one, and they tried to run the ball, and it got stuffed. And it's like, hey, man, why did you guys run the ball in that situation? So either way, you know, the coach is going to be damned.
Teron, I think we have to ask about Ridley if we're going to – harp on him when he does not do well. There was a nice breakout yesterday. So what adjustments do you think they made to get him in better positions, and where can they go with this?
Yeah, I think they took the shots necessary. But, a lot of that credit, it goes to Calvin Ridley. And I always watch their pregame routine and things like that. Ridley actually said it himself. He said that he approached the week differently, and he went back to basics. And a good example of that, and cause as soon as he said that, I said, okay, so that's why you broke out the tennis balls, huh? There's a couple of videos on my social media of him, and I don't know who the coach is, but it's one of the strength and conditioning coaches, and they're working with the tennis ball. And then he's practicing over-the-shoulder catch where he's in place, and he's just kind of like pumping his arms, and he's throwing the ball over his head, and he's just tracking the football and working on those things. And it all showed. And the thing that was pretty cool is, you know, he had a couple over-the-shoulder catches, and it's like, wow, that's exactly the situation that he prepared himself for in pregame. So that's something that I think is good that, you know, you gave me a chance to mention, because he did change the routine. It resulted in good things. And, you know, he tied a career high with 10 catches and a career high with 15 targets. So it was there, and he got the first 100-yard performance of the season, right? And he got that in the first quarter.
Yeah, so this series of questions is going to have to do with guys that they're trying to hope develop into pieces that are going to be on the team for a while and hopefully can turn into something that helps shape a good Titans team. Skoronski had a couple of holdings yesterday. One of them, I know they had a clip of Callahan getting upset, and when I looked at the replay, it looked a little ticky-tack. I am kind of wondering, do you start to get a little reputation? Like, I feel like sometimes you get benefit of the doubt. I look around the league sometimes, and I'm like, wow, they are really calling ticky-tack holdings. It wasn't just in the Titans game. So what do you make of Skoronski's performance yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, he said that he takes any holding call personally, and he just told himself, you can't put yourself in a position where you might have to hold. And it makes sense. I think Skoronski, I'm not going to call him a bust, but he hasn't given him the return on the investment. And I know, because I'm not calling him a bust, and I'm not saying that he sucks and this, that, and the third, it's not going to be taken as being critical of the team. But the fact of the matter is, at 11th overall, you want different makers, and he hasn't quite been a difference maker. Now, he's something that you could lean on and say, hey, look, you know, and he's a part of the future, but right now it's not happening.
And finally, I guess it was Jim Wyatt that asked about the quarterback situation. It is Monday. There's some evaluation to do, but what's your sense based on reading between the lines of what Brian Callahan said? Do you think Levis is in the plans this week?
Yeah, I really do think he's in the plans. They've made a concerted effort to not have him throw. He wasn't throwing even in pregame yesterday, right? And we haven't seen him throw in practice. Like, he's going through the motions during individual period, but not throwing. And I think that's all to get him out there. And to me, when I look at this, right, this Patriots team is not very good, right? And they just traded, you know, a pretty solid defender. So I think it's a good opportunity to have a get-right moment for Will Levis and for the organization as a whole, because Lord knows they need it.
Teron Davenport, ESPN, NFL Nation, Titans reporter, joining us as he does every Monday afternoon. TD, thanks for your time. We'll chat next week.
All right, for sure. Appreciate it.
Teron Davenport joining us on D-Maze, Vingan and Donick, 615-737-1025. We'll continue to take your calls and texts on our phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Coming up next, we will get into Rand Carthon's comments after the game yesterday. 615-737-1025. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063, The Game.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.